cool if he's got a radio or something, because you got your radio usually on there, and he can just pick up a microphone and say, Larry, are you around?
Yeah. Well, you know what, he's dug himself a little trench between the house and the first outbuilding where the tower is, so we're going to run coax and rotor cable through that. Probably a couple of coaxes, anyway. I got a remote antenna switch from Pete that's supposed to be on its way out there. So on the tower will be his hex, and he can hook up some wire antennas and stuff. We'll see how well it works. A lot of guys out there are saying, yeah, wires suck, but, you know, it is what it is, being that far north. But anyhow, and he's got a tower on the side of the house, and I think he's going to put 2 meters up there, like a 2-meter 440 thing, and anyway, get him an antenna. I think he's making a trip down to Radio World because he needs coax, and sending it from here is brutally expensive.
Yeah, I know shipping costs are crazy. Betting up shipping antennas, let alone towers.
Everybody, and et cetera, et cetera. He's talking about coming down here. He wants to drive around and do some touring and whatever during fall colors and whatever, but, you know, fuel prices being what they are and whatever, I'm not sure that he's coming or not coming or what the story is. So, anyway, it was coming up this way. I sent him a bunch of stuff, but it's hard to say right now. I'm not sure.
Well, maybe he can get a motorcycle and do like my brother's doing, just on his little bit of a, I don't know if he's doing a 2 or 3 week cruise all through BC there until he gets back home at Burnaby. So it's a little cheaper on fuel costs.
Yeah, true enough. So, your brother's got a spot up. Is he in a condo, probably?
Yep. He's in a... when he's out there, his condo there in Burnaby.
No, that's too bad. We need a remote site out there.
Yeah. Well, you could do that on the island where... Well, he's hanging his hat in the wintertime.
Yeah, well, we'll have an offline conversation about that. I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah. I was always teasing Fred. He was on the board for a bit there. And I said, well, you should organize it so that you could have had a tripod and that, put an antenna on the roof. Got a nice view up there. He's on the top floor anyways.
Oh, well, that's probably not a bad thing. Yeah, nice heavy duty aluminum 10-foot tripod. Remote rotor. And five band Mosley plunked on the roof so that we can remote in and work all the stuff that is a bit of a challenge from Central Canada.
Okay.
So I'm down to one country in Europe. I only need one more. That'll confirm, or that'll figure that out. I need one confirmation, which I can pay for, which is not a problem.